Take your Bibles and turn, if you will, to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. In a series of messages on the Ten Commandments, we've already dealt with two of them. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. And today we want to look at the third one, verse 7, where he says in Exodus 20, verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That is one of the Ten Commandments. Amen. We have the Mosaic Law. It has a lot to do with the Jews, as you recall. We have the law of God and the law of Christ, which deals with all people for all ages. It's always been there, even before the Ten Commandments were given. But these are the ones that are applicable to all people, and especially to New Testament Christians, even today. And he tells us that we're not to take the name of God in vain. You might say immediately, well, preacher, I would never do that. Well, hang on just a little bit. Don't be too sure that you might not do that in a different way. But we'll look at that as we get to it. Now, that's a divine command of God. Don't take God's name in vain. Never use it in a light way. We know that God's name is to be absolutely reverenced. God tells us that. We need to reverence that name above every name in every way, and never, ever, for any reason, in any way, use it in vain. What does that mean, using his name in vain? How would you describe that if somebody asked you, what does that mean? It means don't use God's name irreverently. It means don't use his name lightly. It means do not treat his name as if it has no worth or no value when you use the name of Almighty God. We know that it is possible, or God would not have put it in here. We also know, according to the Word of God, it is serious because of what God said about it. It is possible to use his name in vain. It is a very, very serious thing to use his name in vain. It is not a name that should be shown any contempt. We go into a courtroom and there's the judge. And whenever the judge is there, everybody's supposed to respect that judge. And if you do not, if you act badly, if you act like you have no respect for the court, you are held in contempt of court, and no judge is going to put up with that. I'll tell you, if you've ever been in a courtroom for whatever the reason and you see the judge and the awesomeness of it, you know that you don't take that thing lightly. If so, you're going to get in trouble. God says, don't use my name contemptuously. Don't use it irreverently. We ought to respect the name of God. There's no other name on the face of the earth. We don't so much think about the Old Testament names. We don't know Hebrew, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Sid, Canu, so on and so forth. We're not too concerned with those, but we're concerned with how we use the name of Jesus. We're concerned with how we use the name God, and we're never to use it irreverently, and we're never to use it needlessly. We're not to use God's name needlessly when we don't need to be using the name of God. The psalmist said in 111:9 these words, holy and reverend is thy name. Reverence, respect, looking up to. I don't know if preachers ought to be called reverend. They have tagged us with reverend. That probably is a name in the truest sense of the word. It belongs only to God, only as his representatives. It means show the reverend respect or reverence for God's man, God's house, so on and so forth. But there's no name like this name. The psalmist is talking about God, holy, pure, spotless, sinless, holy, and reverend is the name of God. Deepest respect, the deepest awe that you can have for any name should be the name of God. When we think of the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Hallowed be thy name. What's he talking about? Hallowed means sacred. Sacred be thy name. The name of God should be a name that is sacred to every one of us. What does it mean, sacred? It means it belongs only to deity. Only to a deity. And we know there's only one God. Amen? In three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we hold his name sacred. To be worshipped, that's what it means. That's a name to be worshipped. The word, the name, God. We get the word sacrifice, which really has its etymology in the word sacred. A sacrifice is something that is offered to a God, a deity. And in the truest sense of the word as we know it, a sacrifice is something that is offered to the one and only true and living God. Why? It is sacred, and he is sacred, and his name is sacred. There is no name like the name of God. In verse 7 he says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." The word Lord is an important word here too. Don't take the name of God in vain, the name of the Lord in vain. The word Lord symbolizes someone who has absolute, total, sovereign authority and power. That is our God. Someone who has all authority in the world, and that is our God. Now, how are we going to use that name in vain? It's sacred, it's holy, it's pure, it's not to be looked at lightly, it's not to be spoken of lightly. In any way, defamed and looked upon in jest or simplicity or irreverence. How do we take God's name in vain? Well, one of the first things that comes to your mind is cussing. You say, "Preacher, aren't you intelligent? Don't you know it's cursing?" Well, this is the colloquialism. It's sort of the informal language, and we're in Texas, so I'm going to say cussing or swearing or using God's name in a profane way. And there are people who do that. God pity them. There are many people who ask God to bring a curse down on somebody else. They use God's name in connection with a curse. They ask God to damn somebody. Boy, isn't that pathetic? They are asking God to damn somebody. What does it mean? To place those people in eternal damnation, in eternal hell fire, to be condemned forever and ever. That's what they're saying, whether they realize it or not, when they're asking God to condemn somebody, when they're asking God to damn somebody. Usually people do that when they're mad, when they're angry at someone. What a sad thing. Some people are born into that environment. I was not born into that environment, thank God. I never heard my dad use God's name profanely. But some of you were born into a family, perhaps, where they use it all the time. And you were reared with that. And some people were raised with that, and they think nothing about it. They heard their mother using God's name in vain, their daddy using it in vain. It was part of the course every day, every week, every month of their life. They were just reared with that. So they have no reservation whatsoever because of that, using God's name in vain. And they'll say that. They were born into that environment. That doesn't make them less guilty in a sense of the word. All are guilty who use God's name in vain. And they are without excuse who use God's name in vain. Some people are born into a different environment, and they know better than to use God's name in vain. They've been taught to reverence the name of God, and yet they do it anyway. I think in some measure they are guiltier than those who are reared in the other way. Those who are reared not to reverence the name of God. What does it mean, in vain, to use it in vain? It means that you really, in this case, they really don't mean it. Surely they don't mean that. Surely when somebody uses God's name and tells somebody that they are to be damned for using God's name, connecting it with it. They're using it in vain. Surely, surely, they do not really mean that they want those people to die and go to hell. So that makes it in vain what they're saying as they are trying to use that. May I mention to you today that God, listen to me, God never damns anyone. God never damns anyone. He does not do it for himself, and he's certainly not going to do it at your request. God never damns anyone. That is not God's work. God's work is to save people. His work is not damnation. His work is salvation. His work is love, to keep you out of hell. If somebody goes to hell, it's not because God damned them, it's because they damned themselves. They refused, they rejected Jesus Christ. It's their own act of eternal suicide against God. And if they go out into our outer darkness and they go into hell and they go into damnation, it isn't God's fault, and God does not send them there. They send themselves there. Oh, I know he's holy. God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. He doesn't want to damn anybody to hell. He wants you to be saved. So it is used lightly in cursing or cussing. And many people use the name of God very lightly and frivolously. We use God's name, and this is where sometimes we may not recognize it or realize it, but we do that. We might make a statement like this, and keep in mind in the context, I'm using this as an illustration. But we might say something like this, "My God, we hadn't seen you in a long time." Friend, that's using God's name lightly and frivolously. And that's using God's name in vain. Good God, look at that. Be careful how you say that. And watch the second-hand cussing too, but that's the first-hand stuff. And then we might say to somebody, says something, you say, "Oh God, you don't mean that, do you?" Just frivolously in our conversation. We'll use it that way. Being in the South, raised in Louisiana, I used to hear people say, "God Almighty, I can't believe that." You say, "Well, that's just a sort of a corny swear word." Listen, friend, that's using God's name lightly. Now, it's all right to say God Almighty, the one whom we should worship and praise. But to use it lightly is a frivolous expression in our life about something that happens to excite us. I think we must be very careful about that. We might say something of that nature. And then I hear people all the time. I don't know why they do it. Even some Christians who say, "Well, Jesus Christ, man, did you see that?" Or "Jesus Christ this," or "Jesus Christ that." They use it lightly and frivolously. And if they don't use the whole word, they just shorten it a little bit and say, "Jeez." That's short for Jesus. And I know some of you won't like that. That's plowing pretty close. But it really is. Where did it come from? What's it talking about? But certainly the word Jesus, be careful how you use Jesus Christ. Some people refer to God as the man upstairs. Don't ever do that. You say, "Well, I've heard that all my life, the man upstairs." Listen, the man upstairs may be a drunk. The man upstairs may be selling drugs. The man upstairs, and first of all, God is not a man. God is God. That's frivolous. That's too light. The man upstairs. We ought to call him God, and with reverence call his name. And when we're talking about something and we're referring to how God might feel about it, we should say, "God above may not like that. God above would not be pleased with that." But don't say the man upstairs. The man upstairs may be a whoremonger or fornicator or who knows what. And God is not a man. We use it in humor, lightly. In humor. So, well, if I just encompass it with humor, it's all right. No, it is not all right to use it in humor. The theater uses it in humor. They often find some way to use God's name in a vain way in a humorous context. You find it in movies like George Burns and Oh God. What a blasphemous title and what a blasphemous role to play and to look upon it lightly in a situation like that. Movies, television, Saturday Night Live. No, I'm not a regular watcher of that, and that's why. But I have gone across it at times and seen them making fun of God, making light of God's name. David Letterman, people like that, who in the context of humor make light of God's name. Friend, joking about God is no joke. We should not do that. God says, don't use my name in vain. But here's the third and final thing, and I think it's the most subtle of all of them. And I think it is using his name in vain because many people use it, but they're hypocrites. Using God's name. The most subtle is hypocrisy. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, Jesus said there are many who would say, Lord, Lord. God, God, Lord, Lord. Like our text is talking about. And they call him Lord. He says this. He gives the question, why do you call me Lord and do not the things I say? If you call him Lord and then you don't do what he says, you're using his name in vain. You're not following through with it. G. Campbell Morgan said, the blasphemy of the sanctuary is worse than the blasphemy of the slum. I believe that's true in some measure. The blasphemy of the sanctuary is worse than the blasphemy of the slum. We say, Lord, Lord, and then we disobey. That doesn't make any sense. That's using his name in vain. Lord means I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And then turn around and not do it. And then there is prayer. There are many people pray in Jesus' name, and they pray the most beautiful prayers, and yet they turn around and live a life that is so hypocritical and private and away from God and away from people that know them, denied by their life. I remember, I'm thinking right now of a man, I could think of more than one, but I'm thinking of one in particular who used to get up in my church in Indiana, and this was a case that I knew about. We finally, God took care of it and something was done about it. For those of you who are saying, well, why did you let him pray? You've got to find out all the facts first. But this man would get up and pray, and boy, he would pray the most beautiful prayer, the most flowery prayer, and not overly lengthy, but just a nice prayer. You'd say, man, that guy must live close to the Lord. He must. How could he pray like that? Don't be fooled by the prayers of people. That guy was selling drugs, going to Vegas and gambling, doing all kinds of things. He was a liar and a cheat. When it all came out, God took care of it. But boy, he could pray a good prayer. I want to tell you, every time he got up, living a hypocritical life and prayed a prayer, he was using God's name in vain. Using God's name in vain. There are people who praise the Lord. They praise him when they sing. That is, they sing the songs of praise. And they praise him verbally and so on and so forth. Maybe a testimony. And they praise him, and yet they turn around and live in rebellion. Even after supposedly praising him, that, my friend, is using God's name and the name of the Lord in vain. I remember one Sunday night when I was a student in the old Bible Baptist Seminary, we were going to have a certain quartet. I won't name them, but they were a very well-known quartet. And I was sort of anxious to hear them. I like quartet music and the right kind, the right lyrics and so on and so forth. I like it if it's done right. But I remember that night we had a packed house, naturally. They wouldn't pack it to hear preaching, but they're going to pack it to hear the quartet. But we had a packed house, and the time came and nothing happened. Time came, we sang some songs, nothing happened. Finally, the preacher came in. He walked up to the pulpit. He said, folks, I'm sorry, I hate to tell you, but we're not going to have so-and-so quartet with us tonight. We're just going to have preaching. I'm very sorry something hasn't worked out. And I thought, well, I don't know what happened. Maybe the lead singer got sick or the piano player broke his finger. I don't know what happened. We didn't know, but later the pastor told me, he said, let me tell you what happened. He said, we had a change in the time that I'd originally given him. Something had changed. I went by the motel, and I just walked in the door. And there they all were with women who were not their wives. I would have canceled them too. Some of you probably wouldn't have, but I would have canceled them too. You see what I'm saying? They were singing about the glory of God and the name of God and act like they're lifting up God, and at the same time, they were not living for God. It's a serious thing to use God's name in vain in any context. They were deceiving the world, friend, but they were not deceiving God. They were not deceiving God. There are those who make a profession of faith in God, and they say, yes, I'm saved, I trust the Lord, but they never come and follow the Lord in believer's baptism. That, in a sense, is using God's name lightly and in vain. And then there are those who do get baptized, and then you never see them again. Sometimes I think when people get baptized, they grow wings, and they fly away somewhere. You don't see them. That doesn't make any sense. Identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, going in the water and saying, I've died to the old life and buried it, and I've been raised to a new life in Christ, and you never see them, they're using God's name in vain. A profession, perhaps without a possession, a life that doesn't back it up. Some would say, I would never, 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 never curse, never use God's name profanely. I would never say that I want God to damn somebody. I would never use that word, those words combined together. Yet, these things are true about some of those same people. There are those who would refuse the most beautiful name on the face of the earth. What name is that? Jesus. There is no other name as beautiful as the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people who come and they sing "Just As I Am" without one plea, but they don't get saved. There are those who sing the songs in the hymns in a church service, but they never come to Christ. They never step out. They never go forward. They're not against that. They like the songs. They even believe some of the stuff that's in the songs. They are those who believe and admire Jesus Christ, and they say, I believe he was a good man. I believe he was a good teacher. I even believe he was a wonderful prophet and all of that. They try to compliment the name of Jesus. By the way, God is the same as Jesus. Jesus is the same as God. He's as much God as he was man, as much man as God. Jesus is God. No question about the fact that Jesus is God. He said, let us make man in our image. Who's the us? The us was God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus is God. And yet there are people who talk about him and respect him and do all of that, but they don't get saved. They're using Jesus' name in vain. That's pretty strong, but it's true. If you don't accept him as your Savior, better to have never sung his name than to have sung it and rejected it. You see, there are some people in the world that don't even know a lot about Jesus Christ, but we do in America. We do in our churches. And if we reject Jesus Christ, he says, I will not hold him guiltless. Anybody who uses God's name in vain in any way, in any context, he says, I, for the Lord, will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And I tell you, guilt is guilt. It's exactly what he says. May God help us to not use his name in vain. God is sacred. God is deity. God is to be praised. God is to be worshipped. God is to be bowed down before. It is a serious thing, a real serious thing. You say, if I were to ask you, would you go murder somebody? You say, absolutely not. Would you go steal from somebody? No way. Would you commit adultery? No. Well, don't you understand? This is one of the 10, not suggestions, but divine imperatives of God, one of the 10 commandments. Be careful, folks. What we need to do is lift his name up by our language, lift him up by our lives, and lift him up by receiving him as our Savior. Let's stand, please. Every head is bowed a moment. We're going to give an invitation. If you're here without Christ, please, dear friend, do not sing or use or think about his name in vain, but come and receive him today as your Savior. Don't put it off, ma'am. Don't put it off, sir. A couple out there, won't you come and be saved today? And if you're here as a Christian and you need to sort of have a renewed reverence of the name of God, may God help you to realize that. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a God we serve. Hallelujah to his name. Father, I pray for those who might not be saved, who have never received Christ. They may not be against him. They may even have sung about him. They may be for what the church stands for and all of that, but they've never been saved. They have sung and thought of and used his name to some degree in vain. But, oh God, I pray today that they'd be saved. I pray for all of us who name the name of Christ that we would not in any way, by our lifestyle and what we do, use God's name in vain. Help us to not name the name of Christ and say, I'm a Christian, and then not live that kind of life. Help us to be true to the name of God. Help us not to use it lightly, not to use it in humor, in a wrong way. Help us, oh God, to never use it in a profane way, cursing, using God's name in vain. Pray and ask it in Christ's name.